The Torah tells us, "Kovar tikvareinu bayomahu." There is a mitzvah of kfura. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nigmar Din, goes through the issue of kovar achai, kovar ames. So we know the minhag is that we do kfura. Well, the halacha is we do kfura bakarka, and in Eretz Yisrael we do it literally. We do kfura bakarka, but in North America, they require coffins. So the question is, what is the status of the coffin? So the minhag is that we put in earth from Eretz Yisrael. Some people make holes in the bottom of the coffin, others pull the bottom out. But Lamaisa, we paskin that kfura bakarka is fulfilled if you're inside the coffin with the earth underneath the ground. So the minhag is that one does kfura bakarka. Kfura bakarka, one does the kfura with a wooden coffin. What is the status of a metal coffin? So even though we don't do it today, but strictly speaking, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say both metal and wood are both good coffins. In fact, the Yerushalmi writes that metal is even better than wood, because metal is considered karka mamish, and wood is only considered gedulei karka. And in fact, Yerushalmi, when they talk about when they used to do gather up the bones and they used to bring change to places. So really, the halach is if you do ukute atzamos, it's really a din of avelus that you go ahead and you have some avelus when you rebury it. So the poskim say, we should tell the Chevra Kaddisha not to tell you. Have them take care of it. Let them tell you later on. Yeah? So there's no din of avelus. But some point out that based on the Yerushalmi, that if you leave him in the coffin and you put them straight from the coffin into the new place, and then it's considered like karka. And one opinion in Yerushalmi writes, that's dafka if it's metal, because metal is karka mamish, but what is only gedulei karka. So even though strictly speaking, going to Yerushalmi, metal is better, and the Shulchan Aruch says metal is good, the minhag is that we do wood, and some say it's based on a medrash by Adam Harishon, he was hiding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They learn now from that over there that he was hiding, and they said the custom came of based on a medrash over there about being burying in a wooden coffin. Others say that wood, we want the body to decompose quicker, so therefore the quicker the body decomposes, that's why we have the minhag of wood. So either way, so that's the halacha of kfura bakarka. We consider both, strictly speaking, metal and wood work, but the minhag is clearly wood. What about the issue of cremation? So we assume, well, in terms of cremation, we assume it's usur. Well, that's the question, is we do assume it's usur. The famous tshuva from Rechaya Moser, that number one, he says, it's mavato a mitzvah's asay of kfura. It's not considered a mace, and therefore, you nullify the mitzvah of kfura. And also, others point out, piyashkafa, that basically, when they used to do cremation, it was to know if basically it's kosher, you throw the ashes in the water and that's it, and therefore it's a denying tchias amesim, so therefore you don't, that's why the poskim are so adamant against cremation. Either way, that's Rav Chaim Moser. So that was a bunch of tshuvas in the 1930s in that area when I guess cremation was very popular, not so popular today. So Rav Chaim over there, Rav Chaim Ozer discusses, he says there's a Mishnah Olos and there's a Machlokas Tanaim, whether ashes from someone's body is burnt, are they metame or not? So he says, the machokas, we paskin that the ashes are not, our ashes are a mitame. So he has the machokas, and therefore it's not considered a mace at all. So when you put the ashes in the ground, you're not gaining anything, or I should say you're not gaining the mitzvah of Kura. Rav Yaakov Emden disagreed, even though he agrees the ashes are a matame, but he says it still has the din of a mace, and therefore, if it has the din of a mace, so l'chora, according to Rav Yaakov Emden, then you would have a mitzvah of Kura on ashes. We assume, most assume, not like Rav Chaim, like Rav Yaakov Emden, they assume like Rav Chaim Ozer, that there is no mitzvah of Kura on ashes. Of course, if someone got burnt during the Holocaust or other things, or some fire, then you can't put the ashes. The macha against taking ashes and putting them in the cemetery was trying to discourage cremation. If it was done in onus, so therefore it's not a problem, the minig is to put it in. There's another shiloh they were discussing is, and the same issue is that a problem, let's say someone who wasn't observant, someone not observant at all, and there's halacha, ein kol ben tzadik eitzel rasha. There's a question of not being buried a Russian eitzel tzadik. So according to Rav Chaim Yosef, it shouldn't be a problem because it doesn't have a din of a mace at all. According to Rav Yaakov Emden, maybe it would be an issue. If it's a din of a mace, then you have to deal with the issue of being covert said a Russia eitzel tzadik. And also then a third issue of contention is, can a kohen be metame for these ashes? So according to Rav Chaim Ozer, yeah, Kohen can be matami, it doesn't have a din of a mace at all, and Rav Yaakov Emden does. So you have three nekudas over there between, seems to be regarding Rav Chaim Ozer and most achronim versus Rav Yaakov Emden, whether there's a mitzvah pura on ashes at all. Rav Chaim Ozer, no. Rav Yaakov Emden, yes. Hence, according to Rav Chaim Ozer, he says no, so therefore there's no problem of burying the ashes next to a rosh eitzel tzadik, because it's not a din of a mace. And also a kohen can be come in contact with these ashes. And according to Rav Yaakov Emden, yes, it seems to be, even though they're not metame, but they have a din of a mace, and therefore you should have to bury them. And therefore, then you have to work with the regular laws of kohen tzadik eitzel rasha, as well as a kohen can't be metame. Regarding the issue before about meadows, so that's what we had Dominicus the two wood, and there's a discussion as well, I think the Or Sameach, about they were going to pour cement on top of the bodies or around that area, cement a problem. So the Or Sameach wrote that, you know, cement is karka mamish, and it wouldn't be an issue. So in terms of that could be, because there's issues today with the vaults and they put cement. So according to the Or Sameach, it would seem that perhaps there wouldn't be an issue, but we'll have to go into, that's a separate talk, we'll have to go into another time. And as well, there's a whole discussion as well regarding the Kfura, there's a discussion among the Poskim, or there was a discussion in the Rishonim about terms of, the Gemara tells us that you have to bury a maze with the Tachrichim. And as well, the minhag for a man was you put a talus on. That's a Gemara. Menachas Gemara seems to say clearly you bury the maze with a talus. Tosis already in Brachas, Abjit Ches, talks about how the minhag changed. Today he says that Pashas used to have a kosher talus. Now he quotes the minhag to cut off the tzitzis, to make the talus pasul. And he goes in to different reasons, perhaps why the mitzvah is why the minhag changed in terms of gets into a garage where the people always used to wear four corner garments then. But either the minhag has changed, our minhag is that we do puzzle the sittas. In fact, the Vilna Gaon is very upset at this minhag. He gave a savah that he wanted to be buried with a kosher talus. And what happened was that apparently the person stepped out for a while. He wasn't there when it happened, and then they were about to bury him, and he said, "What's going on here?" He told me we need a kosher talus. So I guess the base in the Apostle in Vilna I guess it's Min HaShemayim, and therefore we're not gonna, for some reason Min HaShemayim, they want you to pass through the talus, and therefore we're gonna leave it. It was also with the Shorish Ravoda, another incident in Vilna. We are also, he left the Tzava not to puzzle the tzitzis, and they didn't. But I think when they were putting, somehow, something happened, the tzitzis got caught in the peg when they were burying him, and it ripped, and again, they saw him in Hashamayim, Paskin the Shaila. Remind me of the issue with Birkas Kohanim. Also, I think it was in Vilna where they tried to reinstitute Birkas Kohanim, and there was an issue with the Gra, and with the issue with the Chassidim. I think with Rav Chaim Volozhin, there's a big fire in town again. So, Min Hashamayim, they pasuk in that shail also that we don't do Birkas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz every day, even though strictly speaking we should. And similarly here, even though Midina Gemara, that used to be the custom of a kosher talis, but the minhag today, we use a talis which is pasul. And also someone else just asked me about what about a nefil. So the Magen Avraham quotes a machlokes achronim regarding a nefil. We assume Yikra Adin, there is no problem. We assume there is no chiyuv to bury a nefil, and some achronim bring down that maybe after by the fifth month or around there a certain amount of time where the mother feels some movement, so then maybe the minhag in that case you should bury. You know, if you're assuming that we know Mikra Din, you don't have to, but if you're going to follow the minhag, so some say you wait till like the fifth month and then you can. It's not usur if a person wants to. They usually do it in a separate area because they don't want to waste the room. And it, you know, and I had that, I had one a couple of months ago where we buried a nefil. And then there's another famous issue regarding Kfura on Shabbos is never done, Kfura on Yantav Rishon through the Gayim, and Kfura on Yantav Sheni Ayde Yisrael. So the question is, why are we making on Yantav Sheni Ayde Yisrael? We always want to do Ayde Yisrael. So why not Yantav Rishon? So clearly Yantav Rishon, according to some Rishonim, we're making on Yantav Sheni because the whole din is only a din derabanan. By Yantav Rishon, they write all the dinim derabanan, so the Jews did do. They only left the dinim deraisa, like digging, whatever involved the deraisa, that was done. When they got it down to a derabanan, so it's covered abrios. So therefore, that was matter. Another Rishonim say, no, Jews didn't do anything on Yantav Rishon. We don't say kavod abrios is dochad rabban. It's only kavod achai, but not kavod ames. They said it's a special din. Yantav Sheni, lagabi ames kachol shav. It's a special halacha by Yantav Sheni by kfura that a Jew could do it, but nothing to do with that with the rabbanon. And in fact, but that's not an issue today anymore. The landmark tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein that. He was concerned certain towns, I think of in Washington Heights, among some Hasidim in Williamsburg, they still have a minhag of doing a kfura on Yantav Sheni, more close-knit communities. But most go with the landmark tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein that since it's going to cause more chilul Yantav and more harm, it's better to wait to after Yantav. And that seems to be the minhag that we don't do Kfura on Yantav Sheni, unless you're in one of those. The minhag goes with Rav Moshe, unless you're in a town, a place where the minhag gets to do it, so then they wouldn't do it. So to summarize, we discussed the different types of Kfura, the karka, whether metal coffins are considered karka or not. The Ikra Din, it seems not to be a problem. Even according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Yerushalmi writes, it's even better. That's Karaka Mamash, where the minig is that we do it today with wood. That's another minig that changed. The minig that changed also with the pasul tzitzis. We used to keep the tzitzis kosher, but now it's pasul. We discussed the issue of whether if a body is cremated, does it have is it tong flura or not? Rav Chaim Elzer, no, Rav Yaakov Emden, yes, and it deals with whether you be covered tzadigate to Russia. There's no problem according to Rav Chaim Elzer, because there's no kfur. According to Rav Yaakov Emden, it's a problem. And as well, according to Rav Chaim Elzer, a kohen can be metame with these ashes, according to Rav Yaakov Emden, they're not. And Those, these are some of the issues regarding Pura.